This is Bird Note. Let's eavesdrop on a group of bird watchers exploring a freshwater marsh.
Hey, green heron.
Green heron? Yeah, there's the green heron going up.
What exactly do bird watchers watch? How do they identify one species from another? Well, first, they look carefully at the bird. Don't get caught up flipping pages in your bird book until you have a clear idea of what you're looking for. What's the overall color? Is its bill long or short, thin or stout? What about the bird's markings, like a ring around its eye or stripe on its head? What's your bird doing? Bird behavior can help you sort out one species from another. And where is your bird? What habitat? Like fishermen who know how to read the water, it helps to know where to look. You learn what to expect. At a wetland full of cattails, for example, you're likely to find a red-winged blackbird singing from atop a stalk. This bird requires dense marsh vegetation for its nest. By taking notes, you'll accumulate valuable knowledge to help you identify birds. Then, of course, there are those that are always going to be really hard to see. That's what makes it so exciting when you finally spot a bird like the elusive Virginia rail.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Oh, now I see him. Thank you.
For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.